1 Samuel chapter 2. And Hannah prayed, and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord Jehovah, my horn. Kingdom, household. Is exalted in the Lord Jehovah, my mouth boasts over my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one as holy as the Lord Jehovah, because there is no one besides you. Neither is there any rock like our God. Never again talk so exceedingly proud. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. Because the Lord Jehovah is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are bound up with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and those who were hungry ceased. So that the barren has borne 7. And she who has many children has grown feeble. The Lord Jehovah kills, and makes alive, he brings down to the grave, and brings up. The Lord Jehovah makes poor, and makes rich, he brings low, and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to cause them to inherit the throne of glory. Because the pillars of the earth are the Lord's Jehovah's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints from stumbling. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness, because by their own strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord Jehovah shall be broken to pieces, out of heaven he shall thunder upon them. The Lord Jehovah shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horned kingdom of his anointed. And Elkanah returned to Ramah to his house. And the child ministered to the Lord Jehovah before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, wickedness. They did not know the Lord Jehovah. And the priest's custom with the people was, that, when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the meat was boiling, with a meat hook of 3 teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot, all that the meat hook brought up the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Also before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came, and said to the man who sacrificed, Give meat to roast for the priest. Because he will not have boiled meat from you, but raw. And if any man said to him, Do not let them fail to soon burn the fat, and then take as much as your soul desires, then he would answer him, No. But you shall give it to me now. And if not, I will take it by force. Therefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord Jehovah, because men despised the offering of the Lord Jehovah. But Samuel ministered before the Lord Jehovah being a child, clothed with a linen ephod priestly robe. Furthermore his mother made him a little coat, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, The Lord Jehovah give you children of this woman in the place of the loan which is lent to the Lord Jehovah. And they went to their own home. And the Lord Jehovah visited Hannah, so that she conceived, and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord Jehovah. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did to all Israel. And how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said to them, Why do you do such things? Because I hear of your evil dealings from all these people. No, my sons. Because it is no good report that I hear, you cause the Lord's Jehovah's people to sin. If one man sins against another, the judge shall judge him, but if a man sins against the Lord Jehovah, who shall plead for him? Nevertheless they would not listen to the voice of their father, because the Lord Jehovah would kill them. And the child Samuel grew up, and was in favor both with the Lord Jehovah and also with men. And there came a man of God to Eli, and said to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Did I plainly appear to the house of your forefather, when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod? Priestly robe. Before me. And did I give to the house of your father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my house, and honor your sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel my people? Therefore the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house, and the house of your forefather, should walk before me forever. But now the Lord Jehovah says, Far be it from me. Because those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be despised. Indeed. The days are coming, that I will cut off your arm, and the arm of your father's house, that there shall not be an old man in your house. And you shall see an enemy in my house, in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. And your man, whom I shall not cut off from my altar, shall be to consume your eyes, and to grieve your heart. And all the increase of your house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign to you, that shall come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall both die. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. And he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass, that everyone who is left in your house shall come and bow to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, I ask you to put me into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread.